We're for real. We're
live.
We're
so is live. This called the live podcast?
This is called podcast. Aliens on the Border, the casting couch.
Yeah, wait, I never episode. Really got what aliens on the border meant. I was like,
what does it mean? Oh. Yeah, what does it mean, though?
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you, Eric?
To me, it means mojados en la frontera.
Yeah, that's what
What the fuck? Why?
It's doble sentido, dude.
Yeah.
This guy knows it's so.
It's like, you can say a lot of stuff about it, but.
How's the pizza way?
Are you an alien from the border?
You could be like an alien. Like a real alien.
Yeah.
Because we're all aliens.
Like outer space aliens, or what do you mean?
No.
Like what kind of aliens?
Everyone's an alien when you're an alien too.
What?
Everyone's an alien when you're an alien too.
What's up? It's literally what you said right now. He said some bullshit, and you're like,
hey, wait, if I said that sentence, bro, you would have said, "Oh, you fucking dumbass."
No, bro.
Actually,
you didn't say shit. Like,
first of all, everybody talking to the mic.
You just said aliens are just like. Was raw aliens.
Well, we are, right?
God damn it, dude. So this is, hi, everybody. We're live, and it's not five, but I was going to say it's live at five. But anyways.
We're live at five.
This is, we're hanging out with some fucking assholes that call themselves comedians, maybe.
No, no.
Oh, no, this guy's a fighter.
Nope.
No, I'm playing. This is my
call myself a comic.
I call you Mario, dude. That's what I call
I just
you.
Do comedy.
You do it, but you don't call yourself a comic?
Fuck no.
Why not?
I'm not a comic.
But what makes you not be a comic? Or be a comic?
No, I think you're a comic when you're a working comic.
Oh, okay, like working professionally as a comic?
Like when you start earning money to do it?
I don't think money, but just like, is it like...
Like when you're really devoted.
You already put it as like a fucking... You're
very devoted. I'm not devoted 100%.
You just do it for fun.
I just do it. I write most of my shit on stage.
Wait, what would you like?
That doesn't mean that you're not a comic.
What would you like to though?
I'm pretty sure people see you as a comic though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, so I guess you are a comedian.
Yeah.
In some sort of way,
myself that. you're a comedian or what?
Hey, this guy delivered the pizza and then he ate it.
you guys want some?
But anyways, so hanging out with us today, we have homies. We're just out here talking a lot of shit about a bunch of different shit. And that is Mario Valdez. Hello. That guy over there that just stood up and fixed his shirt because he's fat is Eric Bada. And this other guy that did the same thing is Ivan. And
Sup, dude.
So I didn't really have any general topics to talk about other than
we don't need topics.
I know, and that's what I was saying.
We don't
like,
need topics.
Did you see? I there's one thing I did want to bring up. The what? No,
say some asshole shit. No.
Say
some asshole shit.
Say
some asshole shit.
Say some shit. Say it, dude. I want you to tell me.
Wait, tus mics huelen a perro.
For real, no.
You took it off because like dogs.
That's because one of our dogs peed all over them, so yeah. I had to like.
Clean them. That's why I did this.
Like, yeah, I'm serious. No, but I cleaned them myself.
COVID.
You know, I dipped them into hot soap and water, and they're fucking clean as fuck now. Did you guys?
I don't care. Yeah.
Just put lights on them. It's all good.
You don't care, man.
I really just want to say what I wanted to say.
Say
it.
You don't just say.
I just think it's stupid.
Yeah.
That Florida, I really don't know what they did. They did something in the legislature that
Florida that State or what the
fuck? You don't even know
Florida
the
State,
pool.
Yes,
dumbass. Like the college and shit. Or?
No,
the state of Florida.
The state of Florida, okay. not.
It's Florida
they said
state,
that girls under 17 needed their parents' permission to get an abortion.
That's fucking dumb.
That's fucking dumb.
Are you
dumb? Yes, because
wait, like, are you worried about that?
It's ironic that someone needs their parents' permission to be a parent. Like, why do you have to go to the person's parent if you're making them be a parent? You fucking idiot.
It's kind of true. He has a point.
You get me?
No.
Anyway, Eric needs a voucher to work.
If I want an abortion, and that's my mom,
yeah,
I have to go to her for me to be a mom.
Like a permission slip.
No, but
can I not be a mom?
No, like, no, but you have it wrong. Yeah, it's for you, to kill the baby.
Yeah, for me to kill. Yeah, for me to kill, abort the baby. Yeah. Kill, abort the baby.
You need permission from your mom.
You need a permission. Yeah.
But like, you don't have to ask your mom if you want to be a mom. Isn't
that? You think like 10 out of 10, they'll go like,
you don't have to ask
yeah.
your mom for permission to be a mom. You have to ask your mom for permission to.
Yeah, permission. You know what I mean. You said it right. Fuck it. I said it wrong. I misspoke. I'm sorry.
Okay, but anyways, so you don't think that's cool?
No, it's stupid.
Why?
I don't.
Because.
I don't think it's right. Like, that's dumb.
Why? But how, like, the irony behind it.
You should be
it.
Able to decide what the
Look,
fuck
I don't
the irony
think.
Behind she, it.
Because at the end of the day, you're the one responsible for it. Now you're fucking mom.
Look, I don't think
so
men
should
decide.
There should be a fucking law where you're responsible, your mom's responsible to for the fucking baby till you're, like, 24 because she decided that she wanted it, right? To a certain extent.
I love it.
That is true,
right? Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
I didn't know you were that smart.
I'm not dumb like you. Eh? I'm not dumb like
But
you.
I don't think men should decide on abortion. Nah, fucking no, I don't give a fuck.
What do you really think, Wayne?
What do you really think, Eric?
I don't know. I just blanked out whatever you guys said. Wayne. I didn't give a fuck.
Thinking about taking yourself in the gym.
But
what are you been doing?
I've heard chicks talk about like abortions like at 16 and shit. They do whatever. The fuck. But like they're making it illegal then. No.
In Florida. Where will they have to ask? If they're below 18,
they have to have a permission slip.
But that's what's ironic. If you're making them, if you want them to be parents, you're making them ask their parent. Like, doesn't that take away
the decision making of being a parent?
If you have to ask your parent to be a parent, that's fucking stupid, right?
Yeah, I guess that's what you're saying.
Yeah, it is.
That's
very
fucking
dumb.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm
just
gonna agree. Yeah.
Can y'all snap? Like, we're at the.
Oh yeah, dude. Social justice warriors.
I said poetry slam.
Oh, poetry slam?
I was going to say poetry slam, like, you know, snap like
the poetry slam. Fucking, when was the last time you went to a poetry slam?
Maybe 2018.
I thought you were nervous, but you
I
like
know
shaking.
That I do.
Did you ever go to a poetry slam?
Yeah, I would take him with me all the time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Did you write anything, Eric?
Did you rap or no? She was just rapped on stage.
Snap,
snap, crap.
I wanted to do them, but I was like, nah, dude, this shit. Like, I didn't like it. I didn't like poetry slam. But to each his own, man. I don't like. If you like it, you like it. Nah, if you don't, you don't. Like, nah, I just don't.
You
I like don't want it. No fucking. I don't.
If you like it, it's cool, we. But I don't want to shoot. Why not, we? Let's cancel Eric Bada today. Eric Bada uses the N-word in his daily life, and he doesn't care.
It should be
canceled.
Mario, did you ever write any
poetry?
Poetry?
Yeah.
For real? Did you ever perform it?
No.
Hey, you remember that one
Why?
Time?
Why? You were shy?
It's fucking dumb.
Were you trying to do poetry?
Poetry? No. Fucking stupid.
Like, we're not going to name anybody. But
poetry,
like,
should just be, them, poetry should just be, like, written
and read.
In read by the writer, I think.
Wait,
like,
again,
it's real personal
again?
Stuff. Not like sonnets. You're going to write a love song about someone? Go ahead and tell everybody. But it was like journalism about
you mean
your
keep
own
it to
heart.
Yourself.
Yeah, I think that's,
yeah,
to
sure,
me, it's very like, intimate.
But you don't think people would say
so
that
intimate.
That
but what fuck but would like, don't, I don't care if you relate to me, you ugly.
You ugly.
I don't care. But some
you,
people.
You don't think people would say, but I
pero
say.
Es que, I,
me,
pero
but this is my own
opinion. There's people that
oh,
like that
yeah.
shit. There's
yeah,
people
fuck
that like
yeah.
that shit.
That's badass.
But you
I
think
had
people
homies.
Say that about comedy, though? But like,
yes,
I'm not saying
yes,
it. But like,
yes,
no, but
that's
like, not
cool.
About good comedy, because good comedy, yeah. people want to hear that shit.
No, yeah. Yeah. I feel
who
like
doesn't want to laugh? Yeah.
Yeah.
My friends have done poetry.
And did you laugh at them?
No, I mean, I respect.
Probably.
No. Hey, Kamala. Kamala. I was never rude at the poetry slam. I was like,
I just laughed at them, we.
Nah, I didn't laugh at them either, dude.
I
laughed at some.
Dude, I remember I was on the phone one time, and you're like, dude, stop being on your phone. I was like, it was just boring. Wait. I was just like, I couldn't. But like, I didn't boo. I didn't do anything with that shit. Wait.
I didn't boo.
We're like in the front.
Hey, wait, the screen was bright as fuck. Wait, like.
You remember when they say the stage is right here?
Yeah.
It was like on that column. In the very front. So all
I had it on silent. I was going,
this is for
like
people.
I was
this guy's like this.
Motherfucker out here playing Angry Birds a lot.
Yeah.
He's
Angry Birds.
The poet is like crying. Like they're crying about raped or, and this guy's just like
damn way.
And Mario in the back writing a joke about the whole thing.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly what happened.
That's exactly.
I went once.
That's not true. That's not true because Mario writes his jokes on stage.
Oh, that's true. Mario doesn't.
Yeah.
Nah.
Not all of them.
Nah. I don't know, dude. But you're not even a comedian, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we haven't done comedy like in 2 months, 2-3 months.
More, no?
Nah, like I did mine in December.
Which one?
The one with the cameras.
Oh, the one that the documentary series.
Yeah, that's
thing?
3 months. But before that, it was like two. Then it was anyway. It was like a lot.
Are
of
you
fun.
Are you gonna go to the mic drop tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
The mic drops are coming back to Cultura. First one's tomorrow, and then the next one will be.
Yeah,
two
we're
weeks
all gonna bomb. I guarantee that shit.
I'm ready to do it.
I'm ready.
Don't say that.
No, I'm not saying it in a negative way, but we're all
you're
fucking
being
rusty,
negative.
Wait.
We're all coming back, and you're being.
Yeah, dude, Texas
no,
open
like
100%. And you're out here spreading negativity, bro. What are you doing?
How is that, how is that not being negative? Like, hey, we're all gonna bomb.
No. Like in a good way. It's gonna like okay, like.
Like you're saying we're gonna.
We gotta get this. We gotta get, yeah, cause we're fucking rusty. I'm gonna bomb, man.
I never bomb.
There you go with the negativity, bro.
I'm fucking. No, yeah, I said y'all gonna bomb, wait, not me.
What if you kill?
What if I kill? Fuck, well, that's.
Have you been working on material?
Maybe it's. Yeah.
It's here.
Material? Yeah.
It's here. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Put it on the side right now, dude.
Hey.
Come on. Let's hear your jokes. Yeah, just playing.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah. I'm interested to see, like, everyone's new, if there is going to be people with new material.
It's a really good question, man.
Like, I'm curious to see that. Like, the new shit that's going to come out.
Like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to keep some of the old ones, but I have new shit in Spanish.
In Spanish?
Because I'm not a hippie like you guys.
A hippie? What do you mean?
I'm kidding.
You mean American?
I'm not American.
I'm an alien on the border. I say,
fuck. When they say the name of the movie in the movie, dude, I fucking hate that. I just think it's
when
like
they
stupid.
The fourth wall. I like
the fourth wall is like looking at the camera.
No, the fourth wall is like if you're facing that way, you count like three. It's the one behind you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So isn't
like
it when you look at the camera?
No, like so in y'all's case, the fourth wall is behind y'all because it's like one, two, three, and then the fourth wall is right there.
Are you sure, Wade? How sure are
that's
you?
Why
of that?
The fourth wall.
I think
over
you
here.
Have it wrong. Wait, it's when you look at the camera, right?
No, dude, the fourth 100%. Wall.
100%. Yeah.
People.
What about
it's like when Will Smith
I'm
just
playing? Wait, I know what the fucking.
Nah. Immediate regret. Immediate regret.
I was being sarcastic
no,
as fuck.
No, cierto, no, cierto.
Oh yeah, the fourth wall is like doing what Deadpool does and talking directly into the camera.
You weren't. You weren't doing that.
I wasn't. Yeah,
no.
I was trying to be stupid, and you guys were just like, "Why?"
No,
are
no,
really
you sounded very sure.
Going, was Josh, I don't know. I don't think Josh was right on that one.
I don't even know. I don't even know right now, man. What is the fourth wall? Tell me.
I don't know.
In your own words.
Tell us.
Describe it to me.
Hey.
Let's have the audience. Let's have the audience interact.
Nah, but what do you think about new material?
Because I mean, it would be badass to hear some new shit. You know, like I honestly have. No new material, but I don't have material at all. I had like one thing or two, so like it doesn't matter. Like, I'll just
but is
do
it hard to like
have to do with babies?
Oh, dude,
I'll try it out. I'll try it out again,
dude. When you said, like, I'm not gonna like say specifically the joke,
for real? Why?
Yes, it's fucked.
Dude,
up.
But
what? But it's a like.
You're really portraying
your
sexuality.
You pushed it.
When you said that joke, I just heard a chick go, "Oh no!" She's like, "Oh no!"
I'm gonna tell it again tomorrow.
I knew it was going there.
I got on my phone, dude.
I knew it was going there, but I didn't think you had the balls to do it. Until you actually said
that
was
like one of the first complete jokes that I ever told, and the first time that I ever told it, it was like it got some good laughs.
It's a good joke.
And then the second time it didn't, and then the third time
it's a good joke. It's just very dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very dark.
That's the point.
A lot of
people like make jokes.
I think parents would be like, "Ah, este vato."
I personally felt very uncomfortable.
I mean, I'm a parent.
Yeah, but you're.
That's why I felt uncomfortable because I know that you're a parent. And I would never say that. I would never say that.
If they don't laugh, hey, I'm a dad and shit.
Oh, dude, I'm going to start the joke like
dude,
that.
Just because I'm a firm believer that jokes are like really a reflection of the unconscious mind.
You think so?
Yeah, dude. I think jokes are like dreams of the day, bro.
Oh.
During the daytime.
It's an interesting perspective for a fucking... Yeah. Pussy. No, I'm just playing. No, dude, like...
Don't say that.
The reason... The joke itself, to me, it's... The premise of it was, like, the absurdity of the conversation and me... Because it actually happened... Like, that joke is based on a real conversation that happened in the workplace between, like, two girls that were next to me and what I did to troll them. They were, like, talking about, like, the premise of the joke, which is, like, breastfeeding in public or whatever.
Yeah.
And to troll them, like, I put it in the perspective of, like, what if, like, you know, like, the rest of the joke or whatever. Like, it was real. But for me, it's, like, the way that I like to do comedy is to just make very absurd things.
You want to make, like, you like making people uncomfortable?
Kind of, yeah. One of the most uncomfortable I've ever been is, through that one guy's set that was, like, almost like, fuck. What did he say, dude? I'm trying to remember exactly what the fuck he said. He was like, essentially saying that he was like depressed, but like there was like no comedy into it whatsoever. It was just some guy that was like went up there and was like, "I'm telling my truth," and I was like, "It's not what it's for. It's comedy." Like,
whoa, who is that?
You don't remember at all?
No.
Was that Orly?
No. Orly's is actually like a joke within the story of his depression or whatever.
Just kidding, Orly. I love you.
I love you too, Orly. But no, this person was just a guy that was like.
Eric doesn't.
Yeah, dude. Orly has your fucking dumbass picture that apparently was taken on my phone of. God damn it.
That's what happens when you fall asleep.
Hey, you're getting off topic. Right.
So the guy, it was very uncomfortable. Like, he just went up there and was like trying to have or create like a moment or something. And I was like, you're using the stage wrong. Like,
who go
to
a poetry slam.
I don't fucking know who he was. Some random.
Was he wearing glasses?
Yes.
I think it was that guy that's downstairs that sells shirts. I think it was him.
Maybe.
Sells shirts?
Yeah, he sells merchandise. I don't know. I think it was him. He just went up, said one thing, and left, right?
He said like a whole monologue, and it was maybe like 2.5-3 minutes of him.
Yeah, like, it was short.
Yeah. And I was like, what's going on here?
It's kind of like, how would I say, like.
Was it skating Eddie?
He was like a short dude with glasses.
Maybe. That guy has glasses, no?
Yeah.
Did he have a hood on?
Yes, he did.
I don't know. He's worn them before, but I don't think that day he did.
Okay. But
he was drunk, right?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, then it was not the one I'm talking
about. I didn't
about.
See it, dude. I don't know.
What do you guys think about the open mic, like 5 minutes? You think they should be more, like, longer?
Fuck no. 5 minutes is way more than enough, I think.
I think it should be a little bit longer, like 7 minutes.
I think if you want to practice the 10 minutes, then yeah, we'll just do 10 minutes. I could do 10 minutes.
I think I can,
you know,
do 10 minutes.
But like, back to the shit that he was saying about, like, the depression thing. Like, dude, I don't know, but, like, you're a like, if you want to do comedy, dude, like, and you want to see people laugh, like, that's the thing where, like, I'm just here to make people laugh. That's a simple fucking thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Make people laugh.
Talking to your mic. Talking to your mic.
Okay. Why, like, no, I see the thing going like hasta la verga.
Nah,
like,
dude.
Oh, you're a mixer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, but, like, you're, like, I'm, like, when I go to a comedy show, I'm not going, like, oh, I want to see a guy spit out some truth. I want to see this guy.
I just
want to
laugh.
Like, yeah, you could talk about your depression, way, but
make it funny.
Make it fun, way. I'm here to have fun. I'm here to drink. I'm here to forget about the shit that's outside of there. Like,
pizza.
That's it.
That's true, yeah. I want to go to a comedy show to laugh.
That's it, right? Like, I'm here to fucking have fun. I'm not going like, oh, shit. Yeah, like,
why are you so mad?
Nah, but like...
He's passionate about comedy, right?
Yeah, I'm passionate about comedy, right? But like, I don't want to get out the comedy show going, damn, I feel more like shit than I used to. Like, it's here to have fun, right?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like why we don't like poetry slam. I don't know why I don't like poetry slam.
No, but it's because even with that, like,
that could be a joke.
I think stand-up comedy is like the purest form of spoken, like, word.
Yeah.
Because it's like a lot of comedy is going to looking or shedding light on the truth. And that's how, I mean, I don't know.
But, like,
I don't know, man. I'm fucking high.
Yeah, that, but also, like,
and the butter was
what, like, truth, yeah, though, you know, like,
nah, sure.
You could speak truth. That's
like,
what I'm
okay,
saying.
Relative truth, or like, I mean, we're not gonna be. I've never heard a poem that is talking about like 2 + 2 = 4. Like, you know,
It's going to be that person's relative truth, like that, you know? And whether you relate to that person, that's what
poets. So like a truth versus the truth.
No, it has nothing to do with the truth because
that's why I'm saying.
No, I think it's just I think it's just someone's different
truth.
Types.
Right. Yes, yes,
different types.
Someone's
of
own relative truth. Yeah, obviously.
It's the performance,
guys. It goes without saying. Come on.
Does it though?
Stick back.
Come back. But it's just performance, no matter. Yeah. Like a comedian's like throwing himself.
Nah.
But a poem is just like so I was.
No,
like,
because there's poetry that's like very like flamboyant. Mm,
yeah.
But no, no, but I think
slam poetry.
I think
of how you portray it. I guess.
I think poetry is written behind a wall, and comedy is written in front of that wall.
Oh my God!
Like I don't know. Like I feel like there's a wall.
Like it's more private. Like it's more private. Like it's more private.
You were gonna make sense right now.
Yeah. Like this is like like. Performing poetry,
how you were gonna say it's like poetry is just one type of like how do you say it like one type of genre, but like comedy can hit like a lot of fucking genres. I don't know.
No, that's not what he was gonna say.
No,
he was gonna say.
Sorry, I'm bad.
Go ahead.
But it's kind of like that though, right?
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I've never heard a happy like poem. You know what I'm saying?
There is happy poem.
I know who the fuck wants to hear that shit. I want to hear someone right. Fucking cry.
Just listen to a 50 Cent song.
What did you do? You should go to the next poetry slam and just like read out 50 Cent lyrics, but like from Get Rich or Die Trying.
Oh, dude.
Many men. Just start with
whoa. That. Hey.
Hey. Many men. And you just say it like in
many
a different
men.
Way over
many
and over.
Many men.
You just
wish.
Like the Jonah Hill.
Death.
Patricia, like
me.
Like, I don't know,
dude. No.
Blood. No, I'm just like, okay, let's stop. Let's stop. Let's stop.
All right, no, but yeah, I think comedy. I think comedy is way more like. It's way more real, bro.
But it go. I think
it's
it goes back to.
As fuck. No, it's not. It's probably not. I'm probably super wrong.
Dude, but like,
I'm definitely
but
super
what
wrong.
You said earlier, and I don't even know if we were on the podcast yet or not. But when we were talking about like. Why you would want to perform poetry? Because I think like it's like you mentioned something that's like very intimate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that you're an egomaniac
if
you want to perform your
maybe
poetry.
That's what it is. Like
that's
poetry
what
is
it
more
I mean, like,
intimate.
Oh,
that's what I was saying. Yeah,
oh,
it's like
so
it's
okay,
more
okay.
It's more private instead. Of, yeah, like against comedy where it's more like openly and you just don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's like
right?
A lot of strangers and all that shit. Strangers don't give a fuck. They just want to have fun. Wants to have fun.
I mean.
Right?
If you think about it, poetry and comedy are complete opposites because you go to one to cry and you go to the other one to laugh.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But I think
one makes you cry and the other one makes you laugh.
Yeah.
I think it's just because
that's
clip.
Just the truth about it.
I think it's just because we like comedy and not poetry.
That's probably, that's probably
yeah.
Why we're
probably
talking
why we're
shit.
Bashing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's be poets.
All right.
You know what, dude?
I think stand-up comedy is
why are you making your white girl voice for Lana?
That's his poet voice, dude. That's
my poet voice.
Okay, he's portraying a poet.
All right, go, Chad.
Nah, but sometimes, I wouldn't judge a poet. Like, I know I fucking said stupid shit, but at the same time, I wouldn't go to a poetry slam and fucking just be like, what the fuck is this shit?
I would.
Bro, and then people come to comedy and they do that shit to us, right?
Like, that's why I would never do that. Wait, if you put me there,
that.
I'll be like, okay, like.
You'd be respectful.
I'd be
respectful. Fuck yeah.
Right?
Okay,
you remember
fuck
when.
Yeah.
No,
have
no,
we
no.
Ever done that?
Yo. Remember when the poets came to the comedy thing?
Oh, dude,
there?
I was in Minnesota.
You know what I said out loud? Because they wouldn't shut up. I said, respect the mic. Where's that from?
From their shit, right?
From their shit.
Where? Which
I had to say it out
like in a club. Right
no,
before
no.
The show?
No, that was
they,
go,
that was
they had like a private event there that time.
No, oh. Not them. Yeah. It was when the poets performed upstairs.
Yeah, like and right after it was a mic
and
drop.
And right after it was a mic drop.
Yeah. It ran a little bit long in the mic
was
drop.
Was I there? No, I don't think
right?
I was
some
there.
Some
right?
Shit like that. You don't think you were there yet.
I wasn't being.
But the comics started to perform and these people were like being rude.
I remember that.
And every time we would be over there, obviously you want to be quiet so they can perform. And they would often yell, respect the mic. So what I did, I said, respect the mic,
and
they were
scoffed.
All like,
oh shit, that's what they use on us. You know, like,
yeah.
La diferencia es que ellos se quieren matar y nosotros no. So les dices algo y se ofenden. Y ahora aquí quieren llorar. So.
I think they're more, I think they're more suicidal comedians than poets.
Roger just said, on my way. I wonder if they're actually going to come.
Roger's coming to come. Like,
Roger comes.
I was thinking about what you said about the poetry slam. That's what he's going to say. Roger Kylie,
watch him say that shit. He's going to come, be the freaking Redentor or whatever.
But, I don't know, dude.
He's going to come avenge.
I just like having fun.
What have you been doing through the pandemic, Wayne? It's been a year since the pandemic started. What have you been doing?
Ooh, the last time I was unemployed, so I actually have a job.
They have been saying something.
I have an apartment. I've been working now.
That's true, dude. Like, your life has, like, grown a lot in the last year, huh?
Is it the first time you're living by yourself?
No, I live with my brother. But like,
independent.
Oh, yeah, independent. Yeah, never.
It's badass, right?
It's fucking badass.
I've never been to your place. Will you never invite me?
I know. I have.
Yo, poor
Let's
no.
Let's not do this in camera, guys.
This guy,
yo, fucking Roger roasted me way. Hard.
You can throw afters at Eric's place.
Yeah. Oh, wait, his no, I did invite y'all.
When?
I think you might. No, oh, yeah, that one time that I was like, I'll take my son, but then we ended up not going.
Yeah.
Right. Came over here, no?
Yeah. And I don't know what the fuck, but this guy flaked. And
Where?
I think when we went to Applebee's. Fight, huh? No, we went to Applebee's.
What is that? Was I there?
Yeah, I was like, hey, let's all meet after our Applebee's. We go.
Oh, before Applebee's.
Yeah,
but I was already here. I was like, why? Let's just go directly to Applebee's.
Yeah, it wasn't like an invitation, like a Kylie to chill invitation. It was like a Kylie to leave invitation.
Yeah, it was like Kylie. So let's add an extra step to our trip for no reason.
I just wanted to show up.
Hey, Roger, what did you mean by not in my crib, mind, Mario? I'm not Mario. Mario is on one. What does that mean?
Who said that?
Oh, because after you said Roger's going to come and talk all this shit, probably he said that, I think.
What does that mean?
He said you're retarded.
I don't know. He's saying that you're lit. That you're lit, way.
That you're
on TikTok. You're a TikTok star.
Yeah, like, who said that, Mario?
Roger.
Mario Rogers. Sir.
Mario, you said that about
live or what? I can't see anything. I'm
Eric eat hamster.
I'm on Facebook Joe. That what? Shit's bullshit.
Oh, that's so good. Why are you? Let's talk about you not being Facebook Joe.
I've been
what's
on
going
Facebook
on?
Joe for last week I was on Facebook Joe, and now I'm on Facebook Joe.
What
again.
Happened?
Why?
All right. The first time I
tell him the mic.
I said Joto. I was like, that's it. I was like, that's todo Joto. I put that to somebody. Oh my God, you have a 24-hour ban.
But did somebody report you?
No, they just do it by themselves.
I got reported also.
Damn.
I went to Facebook Joe also because there's a meme of you know that meme of Michael Jordan when he's on his laptop. He's like. You know, but it was Michael Jordan, but it was like a penis, like a black penis. I commented that on one of Aaron Suarez's Facebook posts, and then like out of nowhere it was deleted. I'm like, oh, okay, Aaron probably deleted it because
but Facebook doesn't.
He doesn't want
itself,
dicks, right?
That's scary.
And then later on that day, it said you've been banned for 24 hours because of this, and it was just Michael Jordan.
With the dick. Yeah, it gives you a preview of what you did. Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't even let them read the comment. So
the second
time that I'm on Facebook, Joe, it was Chivas America on Sunday, right? So I bet money. Obviously, my dumbass is always betting money and losing.
Yeah, because the Chivas.
Would you bet on the Chivas?
Yes, yeah. That's my team, though. And so obviously I lost, right? Like an idiot. And one of my homies posted on my wall, like, hey, thank you for the free money, and you're a fucking client. I don't know what the fuck you said. And I was like, chinga tu madre, puto. And I got Facebook Joe, and he didn't even read it. Wait, that was the saddest part.
Wait, so Roger's not coming?
I don't know, apparently not.
Nah, it's because you're on
one. Message
wait.
And be like, hey,
I'm
get
some water.
Hey, are you? I'm on one, bro.
Yeah, it's because you're fucking
it's in the fridge.
Facebook Joe. Facebook
we're on Facebook Joe. Right now. What if we're all in Facebook Joe after this?
Fuck it, I don't care, dog.
That's so gay. Wait, I hate that. Like, probably, but I hate that. Like, social media is like very.
I hate how the gays like demand everything.
What? You hate that? So you just have to pray the gay away. You know what I mean?
I'm not homophobic, but it's like it's real. It's because
like. Why? What? Let me hear your argument.
Bro.
They also, like, if you put... ¿Qué onda? Like, I put... No, not me. It was...
Roger, there's a chair, bro. There's chairs. I'll sit on the chair if you want.
No, you
he'll sit on you.
Roger's gonna sit on the
dude,
table.
We fit on this couch, all of us. What the fuck? It's a casting couch. Come on.
Yeah, he says there's no room on the couch.
There's 100% room on the couch.
It's a porn couch.
Yeah.
100% porn
couch. Yeah, it is, dude. It's
like a good position, like right here.
Yeah, don't it do is.
That. That's not funny. Bro. Oh, shit. I have my dad on Facebook.
You can't stand Eric like that Piper.
Yeah, that's why I untagged myself.
Because we're going to be stupid or what? Stupid.
Oh, wait, that's so funny. Stupid. Hey, wait, you're
right, I always untagged myself.
Hey, wait, I always.
Dilo.
Hey, wait, it was like, so, I know, but like a couple years ago, I didn't know. He's like, hey, I have my dad on Facebook because I don't know what the fuck I posted.
He posted something like gay, like, dude.
Something gay. I was like, hey, wait, that means it's chulo.
That's not gay. That's not gay. That's not gay. That's not gay. That's like showing love to your homie.
It was like a meme, but it was like
it was ghetto. Like Michael Jordan with the black dude.
Yeah, something ghetto. Like
it was gay. Like, it was gay. Gay to the gays, right? And he untagged. I was like, hey, what happened? He was like,
what happened? Hey, you don't want to be gay or what?
Wait, why not be gay with me?
Wait, against gay people.
He's like, hey, I have my dad on Facebook.
Eric Hayton, they're asking for everything. That's a
God
fucking...
God damn, that shit was fucking hilarious.
God damn, dude.
My mom is like, I don't want to be stupid shit on my Facebook.
Why not, dude? It's all. It's what it's all about.
Respetame.
Nah, dude. Nah. I think, like, Twitter and Facebook and even YouTube are, like, super...
Sensitive.
Super sensitive, like, anti... anything, way like yeah. you can't talk shit anymore. Like I don't even know.
Can't even say pendejo. Like,
yeah,
you can't say pendejo at all.
That also gets you banned. I've never gotten banned, and I've said a lot of
pendejo.
Actually, that's not true. I never say anything. I just post memes.
Alexis told me he got banned for saying pendejo.
Damn,
for R. saying R. pinche pendejo. That's fucking dumb. Man.
But like, why?
A veces le dices de cariño. A veces le dices de cariño.
Yes, topo
But like, who the fuck is out here on Facebook? You know, like, just. Waiting for people to post this shit so they can ban them.
Dude, but like...
I mean, like, they probably have, like, some sort of written program. I know that, but, like, why? Oh, there's fucking curse words.
Like, you think that they're, like...
Imagine there was, like an actual person shit? Just looking for everything. Like?
That's... Well, no, I know that in
it's
Twitter...
It's like an algorithm.
Yeah, Facebook is fucking big. Yeah, it is big, an algorithm. But, you know.
Fucking right. But that would be crazy if there's just one guy, like...
Yeah, whoever's this guy, like, blocking us, bro.
Are you beatboxing something too?
I was gonna beatbox that Limp Bizkit song.
Oh, which one?
I can't do it.
Do the Puto song. You know it?
Oh, yeah. That's the one I was gonna
do.
No.
Chilling with Al Pacino or something like that? What does it say?
I don't even know, bro.
Have you guys seen the movie Training Day?
The sun will come out.
No way.
Tomorrow.
Yes. The fuck.
That's your bottom, dog. I was watching yesterday, and I just thought that.
You kind of look like
you can't watch it high because you're like Denzel Washington.
Denzel Washington, just his character just keeps like taking it way too far.
In that movie?
Putting his gun in his head is like, yo, dude, what the fuck, bro? Like,
dude, that guy is a really good actor.
I know, no, I changed it, bro. I don't want to watch this shit.
It's fucking
no,
good.
No,
bro.
No, I think wait, it's good.
It really
it's
is.
It's because when you watch
you're just
movies
like, too high,
highway,
you're tripping out.
I'm judging. I'm judging like,
it's intense.
What the fuck is this shit, man?
I've watched
that
anime
the
when
Titanic
I was high.
The, bullshit,
the Titanic is a horrible movie, dude.
Okay, but I don't know.
It's a really anyway, in Chile, Jack fit on that tabla.
That's a badass.
Yeah, he did.
100%.
And no, it's not. Go watch it right now, and it's fucking boring.
I like the song. The Celine Dion song, it's nice.
I like
puts you to sleep.
I didn't find... I like. Every night I saw it just because it was being watched. Because it was just too good. That's all. I think going back to Training Day, like, that's a fucking badass movie, man.
Nah.
Training Day and Man on Fire are fucking badass movies.
Man on Fire
is
a nice.
Badass movie. Training Day is not.
Why is it not a badass movie? Because the Pasa Verga
Chinos?
You like Man on Fire? You just don't like Denzel Washington?
No, I like Man on
which
Fire.
Which one's Man on Fire?
I don't like
the one where he plays the bodyguard with the little
Fanning.
Girl.
Man on Fire. He's in Mexico.
With Dakota Fanning.
Guarding Dakota Fanning.
I love it. I've seen a lot of movies. I
don't even know.
Oh, you've yeah? seen that movie.
There's I read an article not too long ago that he had to take like a 2-week vacation on a yacht after that movie to like get out of character. Because
Maybe he just wanted a 2-week vacation on a yacht and got
what the article said. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you what the article said.
He went to the producers. I'm fucked up.
I'm too.
Babe.
Who? I don't know. This guy's dumb.
What are you talking about?
He's on shrooms.
I don't know. God damn, wait, y'all ruined this.
Hey, wait, we don't understand what you said. What did you say?
On this episode, Eric has autism.
I'm an Eric, and I like hamsters.
I fucking hate when you do all this. God damn.
Nah, explain what you were saying.
Yeah. Nah, I was on like that. You
did
gotta
you bring your mouthpiece?
No, I was on like when someone knows, and like it's like when someone.
How is it?
I'm gonna go deep into this. I guess it's gonna be fucking stupid, but it's deep? Like when so it's like when like when I know something new and you're like, oh, you know something new, like
it's because it doesn't go with me, yeah, because I'm not dumb like you.
No, I act dumb. I just don't have confidence to act smart.
I know. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
Say that again.
He never takes anything seriously. Remember,
I act dumb. I just don't have the confidence to be smart. Like, so I want to say something smart, but I'll just, like, shut the fuck up. I'll just
cause,
be like,
because it'll come out wrong.
Because I'm afraid it's going
to
be like...
what's something smart to you, Eric?
Not right now in this fucking spot.
That's a dumbass question. Che culo.
What's smart to you, bro?
This
smart.
Episode
what's
tackle
something
bullying.
Smart and what's something... Yes. Tell me the smartest thing you know.
Tell me the
smartest thing you know, bro.
Yeah, wait, when you know,
give me a fact.
Pie way.
Give me a fact.
3.1.
Tell me something.
Rectangle.
Something fucking badass.
Fuck, I don't even know.
Something I'm gonna be like, a la verga. Give me this a scientific guy, fact. This is a high.
High what, nigga?
I feel like when you sleep too close to your phone, I feel like. No.
Feel like what, motherfucker?
I feel like the phone controls your head.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this we have a high functioning retard.
God damn it!
Have you ever slept close to your phone or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever had like fucked up dreams?
I really
have to have my phone like super far away from me.
That's what you never.
And that's the smartest thing you know?
No.
Oh.
I thought that was your answer.
imagine. Can you picture Eric laying on his bed like this with his phone? And then, like, he's going to go to sleep. So he puts it down, but he's like, oh, never mind. He stands up, he puts it on his countertop, and then he goes back to bed.
No, me tell micro.
I really have to do that.
Are you dead ass? You put your phone
far away? Hey, do you take your pants off when you take a shit?
Of course. I get naked when I take a shit.
Same.
Yes. I really
you get naked when you shit or no?
When you're in public?
Hang
him in the little
hey,
thing
I
in
know
the
one guy from high school that has to take his like same. All his clothes off.
Anyway, I bet you were that kid when like you put it all the way down.
The pee or what?
Nah.
The fucking girl.
We're going in fifth grade, there's kindergarten doing that shit.
Yeah, wait, why would you poke their ass? That's fucked up, boy.
I know, especially when
you would poke their ass. To me, well. You would have poked their ass, man.
No way.
Yeah, you was gonna say fuck yes, man.
You've deflowered little boys.
All right. Oh, you're a fucking. You're
this
a
episode
fucking
is crazy.
Okay. Three against one. All right, let's do it.
I'm with you, bro.
You're a pedophile as well.
I mean, I guess just so he won't be by himself.
God damn it, dude. Fuck, you made me lose my train of thought. Wait. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
Yes.
The fine.
Sucks. You haven't? You've never had that?
Wait, when you're like, kind of like.
When you're awake, but you can't like.
Move. That's when I don't eat. I know when I eat like before I go to sleep.
I heard that has to do with it. Like eating
it's
and all
literally
that.
Like when I eat Takis or fucking like a whole hamburger and shit. Then I just.
A whole hamburger? Sleep. You just eat half a hamburger every single time?
Have you ever had a gnarly dream after you stop smoking weed?
Nah.
Like you stop smoking and boom, your dreams are so vivid.
Oh, you mean like stop smoking like in general, like for good?
Yeah, stop smoking weed.
I've never smoked like to that
extent. They say like that smoking marijuana suppresses dreams.
That's not true. I mean, it probably like predominantly true, but
it represses you remembering your dreams.
For me, I don't remember dreams.
I've always
when
had
I'm
very
high.
Vivid dreams, regardless of whether I'm smoking a lot of weed or not.
Just go on a trip.
Yeah, like always. Is like
your phone next to your head, wait?
Dude, it's because I sleep with my phone in my mouth. That's why.
Look at Mario's face, dude.
This guy's fucking.
This is mad, wait. That made a dumb comment. Ha. Ha. No, but yeah, like
chill, Mario.
I have like pretty vivid dreams.
So I have another pizza. Sometimes I.
Wait, this is why I don't get high no more, dog.
Sometimes I take my girlfriend's phone and I put it in my ass and then I call it.
She leave it on ring. It's on so vibrator.
It's on vibrator. You're like, mm-hmm.
No, she leaves it on ring.
No,
he
I stay really quiet.
And then you shit. Just find you just find it see soothing.
See, a gay baby was born right now.
Awkward silence.
What we?
I don't know
what you said.
I do that every day.
What?
I'm gonna try it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Oh, you're opening up. Oh shit, I'm sorry, bro.
He's gonna do poetry. Wait.
It's all good.
Are you gonna do poetry now? Or?
The sound of the phone.
Many men.
Want to ring on my phone?
My name's Aaron Suarez. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
This guy, dude. Aaron's watching me. He's just
is he watching?
Though. Yeah. Nah, I'm playing him though.
Oh my god.
No one's watching me. Who's watching here? A fucking Roger.
No one's watching. Man.
Roger, why aren't you here yet, bro? We're waiting for you. What
stupid,
the fuck?
Fat ass.
We're
Roger.
Waiting. He can hear you 100%. By the way.
Fucking hate that guy.
Who, Roger?
I want him to come so we can argue.
Why? What do you want to argue about?
Nah, I don't want to argue.
Oh, okay. Did you guys see the Grammy performance of Cardi B or no?
Oh, the super whorish one?
Yeah. What do you think about it?
I didn't watch
it. I want to hear your take about it. But have you seen?
Nothing.
Nothing?
I just watched. I'm just kidding. I just saw what people were talking shit about. It was over like super sexual.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was like super sexual.
Was it?
Wait,
the Cardi B performance with Meg Thee Stallion on.
Who cares?
Damn.
At the Grammys or what?
Yeah, at the Grammys.
I blocked Meg Thee Stallion.
Dude, but
why?
Because her ass is always on Twitter. Like,
really?
That's all we saw for a while.
Yeah, it's a bad thing? What the fuck?
I just want to see, like, someone's ass all the time.
You don't want to see a black ass.
I love this guy.
Damn.
That's racist, dude.
Oh, no, you're being racist.
You. Dude. There was no reason to say black ass.
Yeah, you said it.
No, because, like, what's it called?
In this episode.
Why Meg Thee Stallion, dude? There's a lot of asses.
And a retard.
On Twitter, though. There's a lot of asses.
This guy's
on.
Really trying to put it on me.
Why? What's going on? Oh, we're doing this. Yeah,
that
dude.
I'm racist because
I mean, you are. You blocked Meg Thee Stallion's ass off of Twitter.
Okay, that's
Meg
Thee
Stallion's
racist, but everyone kept retweeting her all the time.
Who? I mean, I don't know. I don't have.
I have her blocked. I have Kim Kardashian blocked. I have.
But why block them? Just don't follow them. Oh, because other people would.
Yeah, everyone like reshares them or likes. It just keeps.
Why do you even get on Twitter? Shit's chaffle.
That's stupid. I just had to block them. Like.
That's stupid. Oh yeah.
my newsfeed is weird. Wait,
I blocked. Aries, a word. Aries, a word. Taurus, a word. Cancer.
Too,
I blocked all those words.
I have to do that too because for
clat,
no reason.
You know, boom clat, boom clat, boom bo clat.
Bumba clat.
That shit. I blocked that also.
Boom bo clat.
That's boom bo clat. What does that mean?
It's like a Jamaican word that they use for like in slang.
For yeah. What?
Say
like,
it.
Like just to sound
say
cool.
Say it.
Boom bo clat.
You already said it a lot.
I don't say
boom bo clat guy.
Boom bo clat.
Rastafari man.
It's so dumb. I muted that. I muted the word rape also. I don't want to read
that. I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Hey, wait, don't put me in the camera. This shit. Hey, wait, no sense.
I muted the word. I muted Trump. I muted the word Trump.
Why, dude?
I muted so much shit.
I need to mute some words because for no reason on Twitter, like.
Boom, boom, clap.
I get so fed up, dude.
Wait,
why is that? I'm not on Twitter? Wait, it's super random.
Wait, that is really random. Like, that's
I
a random
ask
ass word.
Who scroll. The fuck is posting about rape? I want to fucking know.
this is fucking just
all the poets, wait. I'm kidding.
Damn, dude.
That was bad. I'm gonna get fired from my job.
I'm not gonna watch this shit.
I'm gonna get canceled, dude.
Fucking is. So this is you, and just not.
Nah, I don't know. That wasn't me.
Nah, it's all jokes.
Yeah, nothing is serious.
Except for
the only thing that we all agree on is that we hate the gays.
I have nothing against gays.
I never agreed, by the way.
Hey, bro, nah, he wasn't joking.
My supervisor, that was not a joke.
Like the fourth wall, he was not joking about the fourth wall. He was being serious.
Oh my god! All right, dude. I was being serious about my misunderstanding.
Dude, I love gays, bro.
You do? So are you gay?
No, like, but I would not ask him.
How do you know if you've never tried it?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, hey, why are you putting my joke against you? What? I know me.
What?
I stuttered. Right, I stuttered. Yeah. Yeah,
I see why you're not confident now.
Yeah. You panicked. It's okay. But so, yeah, apparently.
Where do you go, my love?
Motherfuckers out here just looking at stories.
I know, dog. Chill, bro.
Where do you go?
Mejor te rascan tu casa, la verga.
My love.
It was a good song, wait, like
a good song
that you just like, nah, 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 like type of shit, like
it, oh,
like you're
todavía by La Factoria, that shit.
Yeah,
Scotty B by Freddie Gibbs.
Samus, wait,
it's a good ass song, wait, what the fuck?
It's a good ass song.
Cultural, I'd rather tap.
Hey, which one's?
Oh my god,
Buki, what's his fucking name?
Eddie Murphy.
Marco Antonio Solís.
Party on the night. Song.
Si no tuviera sido, sería tan feliz.
Dude, I want to sing that song.
Eric doesn't even know.
Marco Antonio Solís.
There's this guy on Facebook. His name is Narco Antonio Solís. So he's so he sings corridos, but like the way Buki sings, and it's fucking hilarious.
That's badass.
That's badass.
He makes clever. Him sound super elegant. Y 45 con memorativa.
What they do?
They play. There's this like video on YouTube that they play.
God damn, dude.
Ahora sí, suéltale el gancho.
Meter un pinche vergazo, güey.
Que suelte el, que sienta el boom, dude. Ese
que
sienta
el boom, ¿cómo se llama esa palabra? El boom, el boom palumo.
El boom boom club.
El boom boom club.
Vamos a estar poniendo en el group show.
Boom boom. Cargueta, boom boom.
El boom boom.
El boom club, güey. El boom club. Can I ask, why was that word so much on your feed?
You know what I get upset at? I get upset that people use the same. I'm such a hypocrite. But people use the same template. Like, you overuse the same template of joke. Or not the same template of joke, but same template of post. No one can just, like, have an original.
Or the same type of funny.
The same type of format of a joke.
Like a meme, you mean?
Or a meme. It's always the same thing. Everyone's just different pictures.
There's some things
I hate
that.
I don't like that. But I'm a hypocrite because I did the get stimulus check, $1,400. Goes to TAMU. How much for the deer?
Right. Oh,
I did that joke. And that's me being a hypocrite.
Very much. Yeah. But I get what you mean. I do it too.
You get me?
I don't hate it, though.
Yeah, but you
could. I don't hate it, yeah. I won't say I hate it.
But like a
but
man,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, but like a trend or whatever, you could put it in your own style. A lot of people copy a lot
Did
of
you
people.
Say trans?
Trend.
A trend. But also no. Trans, you could do your own style.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Transgender way.
Yeah, dude.
You don't even have to. The boob right here.
You don't have to transition into a female. You can transition into
that's
a
what I'm
different
saying.
Biological entity, bro. Like, you don't fucking.
I could be another male.
You know what song I really like?
I'm damn. A trans
man.
That's true.
I'm gonna make a joke about that.
Man, dude.
Called it. I'm making a joke on that.
Boom.
What did you say?
Transgender.
What did you say?
I'm gonna transition into being another man. Like I'm just gonna be. Another
I identify as another man.
Another guy.
I had some transgender jokes too.
I didn't say that, bro.
I'm
another guy. He's not transgender.
He's trans.
I'm
just so what would your other name be?
Eric Parr. I would transition into a retard.
And not on the equipment. Wait. So we're just throwing jabs at each other. What the fuck?
Just go at it.
I'm sorry.
I'm gonna be one, Mario. Just copy Eric Parra style and shit, bro.
So you're mad because you bought that?
Is that what you have to say to what I told you? Is that going to be your final?
No. I got more, but I just don't want to make you cry in public, bro.
We're not in public. We're in Josh's apartment.
That's to do
apartment.
With what I just said.
Yeah, well, Patrice O'Neal. Yeah. Type of yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
What do you think about Patrice O'Neal, dude?
It's great.
So are y'all going to the mic drop tomorrow or no?
Who's going?
I'm going to go.
I'm
going
to go.
I'm going.
I might be in my work clothes, but like I'm going to be all sweaty.
What is that 10, right?
Hey, it's at 10, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay.
Is it going to be socially distanced?
Isn't there going to be two mics tomorrow?
Is it going to be outside?
Dude, is it really?
I hope it's where?
Right, Mario? There's going to be two. There's going to be two mics.
Cold brews at 12?
It sucks because I can't share it on Facebook because I'm on Facebook.
Chaffle. Just text people about it.
And that's when you have one.
Hey, wait, let me show. Wait, let me show.
That's why you should have Twitter, man.
I know, right? I should share it on Instagram.
That's what I'm saying. Share on Twitter, we
hashtag bumbo clap. Hashtag rape. Hashtag bumbo clap.
Hashtag bumbo.
Hashtag
Meg cancer Aries. Oh, yeah. What I was going to say was, like, for no fucking reason at all, like, my Twitter feed is a bunch of, like, horoscope bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who's the one person that I follow that, like, why is there so much on my shit?
I just tweet dumb shit. Stop me.
Me too. Like, I tweeted my thumb that is fucked up. I sliced it open.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what happened to
Hey, why aren't you, like, on social media anymore? You try to get away from it.
Yeah.
Why aren't you
on I'm on social media, but you just don't see me going like... like
I see you going like that when you're at the gym, though.
And just call... Yeah.
He's on social media. What are you talking about?
Didn't he, like, leave? Oh, didn't you, Facebook? Like,
leave Facebook? He left our group chat.
He left the group chat, bro.
Yeah.
The WhatsApp one?
Yeah.
It's just why? Like... It's not.
He's an asshole.
It's not because like I'm. No, it's not because I'm saying like, oh fuck all y'all and all shit. It's just that I don't like talking to people a lot. I don't like talking to people every day. Right? Like,
you like
being
alone.
Makes me more annoying to you when I see you guys right now. I'm having a blast. You know what I'm saying?
So.
But when I'm fucking connected, like I don't like talking to people. Like I don't talk to my mom all day. I'll just call her one day. Hey, what's up? Hey, blah, blah, like that. Like I'll call her every day, but like I wouldn't go see her. Blah 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 and all this shit. Like not in a bad way, but like. Just, I don't want to be annoyed by people.
So you're saying that you're easily annoyed?
Yeah, I'm fucking easily annoyed. Has I'm like seen
get agitated real fast.
I think you guys have that in common.
Oh, me now?
Yeah. Maybe. Right?
Yeah. Probably because they're from United.
I can't.
Oh yeah, you guys.
I can't
United,
fucking.
Right?
I can't fucking like pretend to be like, hey, what's up, bro?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Mario, just leave and not say bye.
Yeah, I'll just take off. Okay.
Everybody's like, where's Mario? Oh, he left. In his little Muay Thai shorts.
But when I want to... But, like, that's why I can't...
I'm sorry.
I can't have fun every day, you know what I'm saying? I'll
just can't have fun every day. Why?
It's impossible, eh?
No, I mean, so are you, like, mad? Some days you're just like, ugh, fuck the world.
No, I'm just like, I like being neutral. Just like
chill.
Chill, just like
Not too high, not too low.
Just in the middle. I like that shit.
Is that why you smoke weed? To, like, chill out?
No, I haven't smoked weed and like, this guy makes me want to smoke weed. Or like, no, he makes me
relapse.
Yeah, relapse. Fucking, I'm like, hey, I want to be your
dude,
sober.
He's an addict, dude, he's and like, you're over here.
He'll just be there, smoke your way, smoke your way.
I literally don't, bro.
You probably
fucking
do.
Don't do that shit. Fuck you, bitch. I don't do that.
Oh, you
I don't fucking do that.
You don't.
You peer pressure.
You
peer pressure.
I told you. I
you
told
don't
you.
Know.
So, nah, this
Mario
motherfucker.
And Eric
no. But when he does smoke.
Nah, you're going to say something.
Nah, when he does smoke, I give him my fucking. Then I give you like half a G.
Yes.
I give you my
no,
pipe.
No, yeah,
what
yeah,
else
yeah.
did I give you?
You enabled him.
Yeah, no. You're nice in that way. But like when I say, oh, no, I don't feel like smoking. I don't know.
He's a fucking
what? Way?
No.
He's a fucking pussy.
No.
I'm like, what am I
The
doing?
Last time I smoked in front of him that he didn't want to smoke was at his apartment. I was like, hey, let me go smoke a blunt in your balcony. He's like, all right. So I smoke a blunt. I leave it there because I don't want the apartment to smell. I don't want to pass it through, right? And then we go do whatever we did and we came back. And then he's like, I gave him my blunt, way that very fucking night. He gave him by himself.
Because you had a G. You're like, what do you mean?
Fucking weed
myself
discussions.
You have a G, way.
Imagine me fighting the friends that way. Yo, te pasé, güey. Si, pues, tú tenías un llavezón. Y luego, ¿qué, puto? Tú tenías un 20, no seas culo.
Güey. ¿Ya te acabas esto el pase? ¿Por qué, güey?
¿Por qué, güey? Es que no quería meter a la casa porque no oliera pase de la casa.
El vato no.
Mejor que neve.
Wait, pasa the smell, right?
I don't know, dude. I've never smelled it before.
Fuck no, it doesn't.
You just did.
Hey, wait, smell it, wait.
Hey, it gets past your nostril before you can smell it.
No, I
don't like it. I don't like it. I just like the way it smells.
It smells good. We, you ever tried to smell it? smells like your favorite cologne. Ever.
All right, don't make fun of me.
Okay. It smells good. It's fun.
I would care. You should chingo up in the hospital.
But what do you guys think? What the fuck? It can dry. What do you think about drugs?
I mean, depends on what type of drugs, and if you're doing them, if they hurt people around you by you doing them, then it's probably not good. You know what I mean?
But you think it's like estilo Mexicano that, like, when I smoke weed, my parents don't like it, my cousins don't like it, like, but when they drink, it's like another fucking, like.
Well, I think that's more to do with, like,
it's estilo
Mexicano, propaganda behind marijuana, and, like, a lot of people that still buy into it.
Yeah, you know, or like because it's illegal. I mean,
because it's like illegal, and then, you know, like back in the day,
marijuana,
like,
is illegal
in most of the states and federally, yes. And yeah, like there was like a bunch of.
Did you guys hear that they legalized weed in Mexico?
In Mexico,
they just passed it like 3 days ago.
100%.
That's cool.
Narcos se les acabó todo el negocio. That's crazy, dude. You can go and smoke in Olaro and then come back. You don't have to go to Eric's apartment anymore.
Ah, really?
You just risk getting shot in Olaro.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
I just want weed.
I just read about that. That's crazy.
That's pretty intense.
That's wait, pretty on Facebook?
No, wait.
I know you're on Facebook.
It was on. It was on your Instagram page. Right?
I get my news from Eric's Instagram page.
Right? Who's your source, Eric Parra's Instagram?
Do you think aliens are real or no?
Wait, who?
Do you think aliens are real? Fuck no. No?
Yeah, you can see.
It's only humans in this universe.
Tu, Mario?
Nah, fucking right. No, fuck no. This guy's gonna throw a fit when I said that shit. What? I know, I knew it. We're the only existing. We only exist.
I
no one in the universe.
I have a tattoo of an alien spaceship on my arm, bro.
With the number 13.
As in, you could have like a Marvin on you. Doesn't mean you believe in aliens.
Then why would I have a Marvin on me?
Alien, right?
Oh, Marvin the Martian.
Stupid. Oh, they mean my dog. I was like, God damn. My
dog. You have a dog named Marvin?
He has a dog named Marvin.
What type of dog do you have?
A pit bull. Pink nose.
Oh, yeah?
It's right there.
How did I know? Because a lot of fucking.
Pink nose.
A lot of fucking, like, ghetto guys were, hey, wey, se me bonito tu perro. Hey,
wey,
su pink nose. Bueno, man.
They start
smelling it and shit, wey.
They start smelling it, wey.
No, me se me
bonito tu perro.
Hey, tu bonito tu perro, wey, la verga. No, hombre, la verga, se me
bonito.
Hombre, wey.
Dude, you know what my first joke was?
What?
Ever on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a dog joke. Fuck.
I was like,
oh, yeah, I had a dog joke.
Walking my friend's dog and putting peanut butter on my balls and the dog licking the peanut butter off my balls. That was literally the first joke I ever said on, like.
Kind of.
Isn't that like the one you have?
Yeah, joke. Kind of, you have a joke on that?
Yeah. It was like one of the only ones.
But I said this in like 2016, bro.
Oh, dude.
I know you've been doing comedy forever. I hate you.
Nah, I'm playing.
Yeah, that's me, guys.
What?
Did you just say that?
That
I've been doing comedy more than everyone, but I still haven't gotten on a showcase. Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty mean.
Fucking dude.
God damn.
For real?
Say sorry, man.
Why?
Because I don't know. I think he should be on a showcase.
Mario should be a showcase.
100% of
himself.
Right?
Not being sarcastically, but I really do. Like, this is, if he, like, it's because Mario doesn't give a fuck, way.
Like, you know what?
He does for real, but he pretends that he doesn't.
Yeah, way.
Nah.
He really considers himself a comic, but then he just says he doesn't.
No, I don't.
No, but he does give a fuck, but he just pretends.
I don't really give a fuck because I don't try that much.
That's why.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I lie to myself and tell myself that I did try.
But you're scared to really try.
Like,
I'm scared
if
to
this
really
guy
try because I'm scared of
look,
fail.
Look,
so I'd rather do good.
Like,
not trying
a little bit,
and be all fine. Then try really hard and not do well at all.
You don't like trying hard to do it?
Not really. None of the things that are going to get me more, like.
Get rich or die trying, we?
Many men.
They not. They just pastime for me, bro.
It's just for fun.
Yeah. It's just like an outlet.
It's like kickboxing. I don't do it because I want to fight people.
Nah, but
like,
honestly,
UFC.
If this guy was doing like comedy every single day, you would be fucking
good. Yeah, but I know that. Like, I know that in myself that if I tried, I'd be very good. Because I'm pretty confident on stage.
Then fucking try, we.
Nah.
Become a comedian.
Why? Because that you have other responsibilities.
Yeah. Because once I have a kid and I have responsibilities.
But.
And
you can't put all your energy into that.
I wouldn't want to put my energy into comedy.
At all?
Not 100%.
What if like everything was different?
A lot of my energy was wasted trying to just be okay.
You're super sad or what?
But
now he's a poet. He's pretending to be a poet now.
Oh, wait. But this is a good question, though. Like, it's because, like, you're like, how do you say it? When you give 100% on comedy, it's just like, wait, fuck my family, fuck my friends.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I were to go 100%,
I'm afraid to do that shit. I don't want to do that.
I hear stories of Louis and like, Louis C.K. when he was, his babies were young. He was on the road all the time. He never saw the babies. That's why he does it. He makes up for it now.
Yeah. I get that.
That's why I want to do more comedy.
I wouldn't want to be there. I prefer to be around watching my kid than.
Want to be dedicated to it 100% and make it a career.
Fuck that, yeah. Dude. I have realistic like I don't know, like
nah,
I think
it's not
I think
that,
that's just
that,
throw, that's just not your dream. So
it's
that's
not my
you
fucking dream,
it.
Bro. So exactly. I try not to. But I'm sure if I try, that sucks because there's people that like have a real dream of being comedians, but they suck.
They do.
There's a lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah,
because
if not, they could.
I mean, and it's just like anything. There's people that want to like
right.
play football and they suck. There's people that want to be, I don't know, fucking.
Dude, if anything, I would want to be like a professional studio drummer.
Okay.
That just like for recording.
Oh
like,
yeah, you
everything.
Fucking play drums, right?
Yeah, but like that would be fucking badass.
Do you still practice and shit or no?
I just practice my rudiments on the practice pad, but not on the drum set.
Do you have a drum set right now? Ever?
Nah, but do you think you could follow a dream without putting 100%, but you're just like...
No, if you don't do what you want to do 100%, then you're never going to succeed.
Unless you're like extremely, extremely talented and you're just...
Oh, even then, like it's only going to go to a point and then you're not going to be able to do
that's
the
that's true,
because
you need to put in
thing.
Work. That's true. What do you believe in that? What's your...
I don't know. I think
what's your
you just have to have patience and
dream?
Shit. Because if you put 100%, that means you're not patient.
No, because
it's
patience is part of the
100%.
If you put 100%,
you're not patient.
If you put 100%, that means fuck your family, fuck everybody, fuck
that. Doesn't mean
that. It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's just the way you think it should
yeah.
be. I think if you put
100% is different for whatever it is that you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
Like working hard at it, yes. But like...
That's what I'm saying.
I just don't... Like, that's what I fear because I see a lot of comedians are like, I don't see my family. I don't see this show. I'm like, oh, I don't... I'm a family guy type of shit.
No, you're not, bitch. You just said you don't like
seeing
people.
I know, you just
people.
Said you don't like seeing people.
Liar.
Liar. Caught on camera.
In this episode, Eric lies.
It's already happened to you twice, man.
Do me the red hand right now,
man. I don't take anything serious, way. He got mad the next second.
Boy. Yes, dude. I was
Eric, stop lying to him.
I just love lying.
For apparently, this is shit. Just a chuffle.
It's not like being in the group chat. Cause I don't know, bro. I don't like talking.
Just admit it to lying on.
It's because I get like fucking the beam, 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 beam.
Just put it on
pussy
you,
bitch, pussy this, bitch. And I'm like, nigga.
There's this thing you
oh, put. Oh,
yeah.
Eric said the
damn,
N-word.
Dude. Okay, yeah, no, I fucked up.
Eric got caught lying in 4K. Yeah. But okay. Fuck, what were we
you're
talking about?
All kinds
dude,
of
what's your
dream? My bad on that. But what's it?
What's your dream, we?
Dream? I don't know, dude. Like,
what is it?
I don't really mind. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to go back to college type of shit.
Are you
know?
Sure, though?
Yeah, we.
Like, that's what you want?
Why not? I'm not. I can't. I'm not mad at that shit. You know
no, it's not about being mad at it. It's about,
no,
like
yeah, I'm saying, like, I'm going back to college because I'm not, like,
you don't,
I'm not.
You don't like where you are right now?
Yeah. I'm like, what's it called?
All right. That's fair.
Yeah. And I'm not mad if I'm not a comedian at 30, 35, I'm like, I don't care, bro. Like, I don't care about that
that's
shit.
That's right, but then, like, comedy isn't really your dream.
Yeah, it is. It can be.
Doesn't sound like it.
Because
it
the
can
whole
be. It doesn't mean that it is, though.
The COVID shit.
Yeah, but you can't say that it's not his dream just because he's not prioritizing 100%.
Well, like, well, okay. Technically people that have a dream for shit, like, prioritize.
But right now, with the whole COVID
shit. You can prioritize things, dude.
What? I mean,
like, it's say, look, if his plan is right now to get his studies done to establish a foundation for his life
and then pursue his dreams
in comedy, that's fair.
All right. And, okay. That's also fair.
I think people just take it differently. Some
if, you're, just, if you're just going to do comedy 100%, not focus on, and not have any other skills but whatsoever, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's worked for the people that are doing comedy.
Yeah, but how many of those people, how many have failed?
Like, that's my point. Are you trying to be one of the fucking best comedians ever or not?
No.
I don't, not me.
You
know what I mean?
Like, yo, no.
I get you.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll give you a good one. Because with the COVID thing, I don't have no motivation. Like, with the whole, like...
Well, that's the thing. If you have a dream, you'll find a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is that your dream to be the best, like one of the best? Be honest.
Yeah, it's like.
Do you want to catch them all?
What's up?
No, you caught him off guard. Thinking into his dreams and you fuck with it.
Catch them all, dog. Just catch it.
You want to be the very best, dude? Like no one ever was or whatever.
Yeah,
no, but for real.
I know I can be, because I am like I don't.
Can you be though? Because if you think that you can be, then you should do it. You know what I mean? Like that's
anyway, if I
like the conversation that we had in the group chat that one time, where
Mario, stop tweeting.
Yeah, dude, stop tweeting, Bumba Club.
Boom, boom, boom.
Rape.
And just caps lock. But that conversation that we were having, where like I put in the group chat, I forgot who it was, Franny or Roger, that they were like blah 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 blah, and I was like, look, dude, like. If you want to do something, fucking do it for real. And don't be afraid to say that you want to do this X, Y, or Z. It's like, that's why I do fucking podcasting and do all the shit I do. Because I have a fucking...
Oh, that happened on the... That happened on the group chat. Yeah, on WhatsApp.
Like, that's what I'm referring to.
I remember that.
Oh, okay. Well, I understand.
I don't think you commented on the topic.
Yeah, probably not. But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
I think before COVID, I would have told you like a different answer and be like, fuck yeah, I want to be the best comic ever. Because... There was crowds every day. We had this. We had shows.
You had motivation.
Yeah, there was motivation. Like, right now, dude, like, I have a different answer of going, like, bro, this shit could go on for, like...
You know why? You want to know why? Because you live independently now, and you know what it is to pay bills and all that. I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
100%.
Yeah, as well. Yeah.
Like, that shit changes you when you have to, like, pay shit.
That shit drives me even more to want to do shit the way I want to do shit. You know what I mean? And also being a dad.
And then having a kid.
And, like, the whole fruit. Yeah,
we don't have kids, intense, but we like doing we stupid shit. Right now,
So like, I don't know. Like the reason I brought it up or I bring it up is just, and like I'm not trying to like fucking accost you. I was just generally curious, like what you actually wanted to do, or whatever. Like it was like, just a general question.
Like on some real shit, of course I want to be I want to be like
a top comedian.
Not a top comedian, but at least
you want to fucking
give
be there.
Laredo. Like name. I give a fuck about Laredo first than me being a fuck. Like, I forget about Laredo type of shit. I want Laredo to have a fucking place for comedy, like, type of shit.
You want to put Laredo on the map.
I want to put Laredo on the map. If I'm that guy, then it's like... To have, like... Then it's like, Yvonne doing the top comedy shit. Hey, wait, I don't give a fuck, wait, but I was the guy to go, hey,
to pop the
cherry.
I made
this shit, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, you started the comedy scene, I don't know, like... Everyone watching.
I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "Did he really?" I don't know. I started this. I barely started.
Aaron drove all the way down here, burst through the door. No,
no fue el frío.
It was me.
I'm kidding. Shadow boxing.
No. We love you.
He put some oil on his head. He's a shadow boxing.
No, but
we're
like,
talking shit so much shit.
Right? We are. That's what I said we're going to do. Yeah, but like, for real though, like, if I can be real for a second, like, I just think that it's important to have people that are driven to do shit around you if you're driven to do shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a guarantee.
And that's why I said what I said on the group chat, because I was like, if you're going to be like that, then like, stop fucking trying. You know what I mean? Or like, just get the fuck out of here.
Like,
I don't
like
that negativity. Like,
I'm not that good. I'm not.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't
like that shit. Like, I don't think I'm gonna stop doing. Like, hey, wait, don't wait.
Yeah, like, don't even tell us. Just
stop. Get the fuck out.
Fuck? Like, what do you want to do? A little pity party or like?
Yeah, like, oh no, bro, you're so good. You're yeah, like,
Yeah, like, all right, if you're going to stop, fucking stop.
A mí vale verga lo que está. Like, I give a fuck about you and your well-being. I hope you're always safe. But
you don't care what you do, what they do.
Do whatever you want, bro.
Yeah, for sure,
And if you feel insecure about it, think about it as you do and through.
And that's one of the things
I don't know, like,
don't
come to,
don't bring your people, insecurity outwards. And
like, if you have one person that you can trust and be like, hey, bro, like, I've been feeling bad.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
comedy.
And look, I'm
like,
I'm
you and I have talked about it.
Yeah.
And we didn't even tell anybody else about this conversation. Yeah. Like, hey, bro, I don't feel good about my comedy. I don't want to go perform. This time when I bombed, like, from the times that you all first saw me ever, there was an era.
Yes,
for a long time,
where you bombed like show after show,
like
that's true.
Year.
And I felt about that too. And I wouldn't show up to shows. I didn't go to like three mics like separately, but it was because of the same. I didn't feel confident, or I felt like I didn't want to perform.
I started doing
it
in 2016. I bombed so much that I didn't go for a whole year, and I started again in 2018, when you started again. Mm-hmm. That's when I started doing comedy again. But I stopped for a long time, bro, because I bombed so much.
2016, that's a long time.
You have to get, like, you get taken apart, bro. You have to get your shit, like, dog shit on your face on stage.
I bombed, like...
Like, you, for you to accept the bomb and just keep going through it, like...
That's
such a humbling thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like you don't get that torch up.
For real, yeah, you do.
You get off stage like...
It's because you don't feel like the funniest guy no more.
No, no, ni se ríen de mí. Se ríen de mí, no de mis chistes.
Yeah,
no,
fuck.
That's only a good thing like about once. Bombs, right? Even like, I think an Austin comic told me, I think it's this guy named Aaron Chapin. It was called. But when he did the rooftop one.
Las axilas.
Las arcas, pinche mamón.
Yes,
este vato.
No, but like when when I bombed in Rooftop Boy, he like.
Cuando?
Dude.
I bombed real hard.
That was the one that I didn't go to.
Dude, yeah, hey. Tati was like, what happened to Eric?
You were super shy or what?
Nah, dude, I just came up wrong. Like, you know, I knew in like 2 seconds.
Everything was wrong.
You were like,
dude,
on the wrong.
He was wearing a button down. I was like.
I remember those pictures.
He was wearing a button down. I was like. Nah, fucked up.
Yeah. You're not doing you.
You're not being yourself.
No, but
yourself.
You know what? There's one thing I do wrong.
Is it
one
talk
you can never do as a comic? Is come up. But come up with chingos and like, you know when comics go, what the fuck is that? Like, you can't do that shit.
You did that?
No, I was like, what's up? And I just like.
What's up? I would have gone up and left.
What's up? And then bombs.
I think ecosexuals. He says.
That's what I'm saying. And like, that's why, like, I knew at that moment, I was like, fuck, I'm a bomb. I'm a bomb. Then it was just going boom, 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 like that. But the guy, Aaron Chapin, or I forgot his name.
That's his name.
So everything, he's all like, look, don't ever take a bomb as an L. It's just a learning lesson. That's it. He's like, now
it's
you know what
L.
not to fucking do now and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they're roasting my ass.
I remember for like weeks after you bombed that hard, like everyone was counting the palo.
But anyway, it just took me back to like football days, because that's when football, we just fucking roasted each other. That's why I like comedy. Like, it took me back to those days. And
right.
But I don't know, wait, that's why, like, you have to bomb. Like, this comic said, go, hey, wait, I've not bombed and shit. I was like,
yeah, bomb, wait.
You haven't bombed?
Like, are you not going on stage at all or what? Or like,
dude, like, you got.
If you haven't bombed, then you're not a fucking. Whatever.
That doesn't
make
you good, wait. That just, like, it's
just.
Like, bombing doesn't make you good, but it teaches
it
you,
like. Yeah, then stages
you
are different. Every stage is different.
Yeah,
also,
every crowd is different.
But you gotta get used to bombing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta get used to bombing because that's when
I like bombing. To be honest,
I mean,
like when the very last mic that we fucking went to.
Oh god damn!
Wait, no, that wasn't the very last one before the car ones outside.
Yeah.
That you were like, here, try this premise, and I was like, all right,
oh,
sure,
yeah.
Why not? I still remember it. I'm probably gonna try
it
again.
You guys there when the guy went with the Lambo inside? It was inside. There's this guy like he's.
Oh, Jasmine's boyfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, wait, when I do the whole wipey shit,
Yeah.
I was like, yo, you look like you smell bad. So we talked. I was like, yo, you look like you smell bad. Do you use wipes? He's like,
ah. A veces.
He was a, he sounded like a JJ in the interview of the Univision.
No, like, no,
a veces sí. ¿Y por qué no hablan de eso? Like, yo tenía negocios. I don't know, some shit like that. Yeah. You know the video I'm referring to, right?
Yeah.
He should have just flexed his Ferrari on you. Deja tú, like, can't hear you.
Deja tú como todos se voltearon y lo vieron y se la curaron más. Dije, tú, te ves como que hueles feo.
Otro rato, hey, huélelo, güey.
Somebody saw that guy, dude. Let me know.
A la basura al vato.
Hey, wait, do you remember?
Oh, when, yes.
When
yes.
Aaron the made hand? Fun of the girl.
No, he didn't, wait.
Yeah.
Yes,
no,
wait.
He made fun of the girl.
Yes,
that
she wouldn't shut up. Like, he had a point.
Nah, but se pasó de
verga, Aaron. No, wait, como, actually, I felt really awkward. Way.
Dude,
no.
You and I were like, I had to put my head into my shirt. Like, no, I couldn't.
No,
you
know what this guy did? He was like,
I was trying to like not.
Evan,
to
that's what
did he tell her? What the
laugh.
Fuck?
He made like some reference
it's
to her.
It's
because
this girl wouldn't shut up.
I know what we're talking about, but.
And he's like, "Oh look, another Raymond." And Raymond. Raymond, I just got enough.
Oh yeah, he said something like, "Oh look, we have another Raymond in the crowd," or something.
You
like,
guys related or something?
That's all I heard, man. That's all I heard.
We all from the same Shark Tank or what the fuck?
I loved how no one got it. They were like, hey,
yeah.
But this guy was like,
ah. Only the comics got it, yeah.
This guy inside his shirt. What the fuck? That's super pasado, verga. And I remember, like.
I want to get good at crowd work.
Hey, who's my taste of town?
That's Jose.
That's Jose Luis.
Yeah, Jose Luis.
The guy's always hanging out with us?
Yeah.
Oh, it's because you never go out. He's always
yeah.
There.
You always
oh,
he
was there at Chili's one time.
He's like a
Applebee's. I mean,
yeah,
but he goes to Chili's. Eh? I don't know, bro.
He was there with his primas when we were outside waiting, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's true. Remember, he went in and then he went with his primas, but it was me, you, and Josh waiting outside.
Waiting for this guy.
I remember something. Like
we
that.
Said hi. We said hi to him.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
whatever. Point is, that's
him.
Who that is. He's
shout
he's
out.
Like a
is the guy
my taste of town.
Beard like.
Yeah, he has a beard.
No,
he has a beard.
No, más tiene así, güey.
Más tiene un goatee, ¿no? Yeah.
José Luis, cállate, güey.
Yeah, pull up.
Probably watching.
Pull up.
Oh, actually, we're... Kevin, decide whether or not we're going to do it on Friday so we can tell José Luis. But we're supposed to do, like, an episode of his thing, the My
well,
Taste of Something.
That's
at Wizard Wakes.
But dude, that's some creative...
My Taste of Something.
That's some creative...
Who's Kevin?
Shit, I'm gonna
Kevin?
Lie.
Kevin? Kevin Loredo? The one that
Kevin
was
Gates.
With me on this shit.
Oh, I thought you meant Kevin Vilma.
We're in a shadow box all together.
Like
what? Who?
Kevin.
Kevin looks like Orly.
I always thought. I don't know why.
I mean, they both have glasses. Does that mean that Mario looks like Orly too, or what?
Yeah.
Are they? You, does I mean they're related?
How fucking dare you say that? You look like my boot, way.
I look like Ivan, man.
Nah, wait, no.
Nah, no.
I'm not,
the
I'm not Asian,
way.
You got them Asian eyes, baby.
Yeah. Nah, but fuck. I love comedy.
Yeah, I can't wait to go tomorrow and see what happens. It'll be interesting, to say the least.
Man. I just want the motivation back, with Chile.
Motivate me.
Motivate
or
me.
Like
champion.
The, just like the, I like being in crowd. I like being in the crowd.
Hey, what's that word again? Wait, I want to say it out.
Bomba clot.
Bomba clot.
Bomba clot. Bomba clot.
Rastafari man. Bomba clot.
Bomba clot. Rastafari man. Yeah, fuck.
No, Rastafari man.
Like it comes out, it even comes out in that song with ASAP Ferg.
Bomba Clock.
Which song?
Oh, fuck.
I don't listen to
Shabba Ranks.
Oh, Shabba Ranks.
Shabba Ranks.
It's somewhere in there. I just know that it is. Because Shabba, the Jamaican artist, comes out and says it.
Shabba
it might be in the video.
Shabba Ranks is a reggae artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got 8 gold rings. That.
Did you see the Biggie Smalls?
The documentary on Netflix? No.
It's fucking badass.
It is?
Yeah. I didn't know he was Jamaican. That was fucking weird.
He is?
I knew everything else, but like not that shit.
Oh, okay. Well, his mom
was obviously
show,
from New York.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah.
Like,
he was born in Jamaica and shipped to New York.
Send this
but
one
he
out
would
there.
Spend like all his time in...
Where is he from? The Bronx? Queens?
No, Brooklyn.
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 This one to Brooklyn.
He's Brooklyn. Brooklyn way.
He just
You just saw the documentary.
You just saw the documentary. Is it from Queens? I'm baby. You're wrong way. You're a pendejo.
Hey, Google. I'm what borough is Biggie Smalls from?
Need that shit.
Okay, stop.
What New York borough was Biggie Smalls from?
It turned off. All right,
hey,
whatever.
Siri. What New York borough?
Let's stop. Let's stop. It's not even Siri. It's Google, but it's fine. Whatever. It's definitely from Brooklyn.
He's from Queensland.
Is he really?
No, because he says Brooklyn.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. And the song where he said, Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah,
we're
Brooklyn.
Yeah,
Eric, how could you not know you just saw the thing?
With literally, we.
Like, I have a bad memory, we.
On this episode, Eric is wrong about everything. All right, fuck, we.
I have to go.
Yeah, same.
Home.
All right. Let's.
Every single person who's watching us, I love you so much. And I wish you nothing but
your
the best.
Your mom's a hoe.
For real.
Your mom's a hoe.
This is an exciting episode with these guys. We'll probably do it again later.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we will.
And I'm down.
With Roger here.
Yeah, with Roger, because Roger's.
You better get him here.
Yeah.
Should buy a fifth mic.
I got a bone to pick.
I have six mics.
Hey, we should do a live podcast. So.
That's exactly what we're doing right now.
No, before, like, yeah.
Dude.
I'll see you later.
Goodbye, everybody. Yeah. Goodbye.
No, like
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Yeah. But
like the ones from Cultura?
Yeah. I'm down to do that.
I just want to be drinking and just like having a badass time.
All right, but anyways.
Why you put me in a bad position, bro?
We're leaving, guys.
Why you put me in?
Good night and good luck.